Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, Nancy Jensen is retired pastor and now author is with us. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Nancy, I understand you've been wanting to be a writer for a long time.
Yeah, writing is something that's always been a joy for me. I love, as a pastor, to write sermon series, Bible studies, those kind of things. But as a pastor, there's not a whole lot of extra time to do that always. So my vision for retirement was to be able to have more time to do so.
And then our whole COVID thing started. That maybe changed a little bit.
Yeah, when COVID started and we weren't able to do ministry as we had been doing it, I wanted to find a way to reach out to people for to bring some encouragement, to bring some hope, to bring some humor into the situation if possible. So I started writing little vignettes each day. I called them virus vignettes and put them on Facebook, and people responded really well to them. So I kept writing, and I thought, well, I can write every day for a couple weeks till the pandemic is over.
Yeah, and, right. Surprise.
Yeah, we all know that a couple weeks didn't quite do it, so we're still working with it today. But I wrote until I had 60 of them, and then decided to pursue putting them into a book.
And that's been a whole new experience for you.
Definitely. It's been a whole new experience. I took the vignettes, I rewrote them into more of a devotion type writing with scriptures at the beginning, with prayer at the end. I took out some of the things that were specifically virus oriented so that they could be a comfort and
forever.
For any situation, any circumstance.
Yeah.
And that took most of last summer to do that rewriting, make sure all the sources were footnoted properly, mm-hmm. and things like that.
And then did you have an editor after that?
I had a friend edit them, a gal that I've known since high school, and sent them all to her. But I'm a pretty picky editor myself, and I had edited them over and over and over again, and then sent them to her for a final draft.
And when it's all printed, everything's okay?
Pretty much.
No little misspelling anywhere or?
She didn't find much of anything. Okay. when it went to the book designer, then we had to do some shifting around.
Okay.
Shorten some.
And, of course, you have a cover. How did you decide on the cover?
The cover is an interesting story. This cover, the picture on it, is one my grandson took. My grandson Xander took this picture up at Lake Okoboji, and I just thought it was a beautiful, beautiful picture, and it kind of envisioned a pathway to good things. So that's what I decided to use for the cover. That brought some problems too, because the pixels weren't right to put it onto this form. So Linda Wood Shotwell from here, Claude and Gladys Wood's daughter, is quite a photographer, so I sent it to her, and she was able to fix it so that it would go on the cover.
Okay, good.
Just perfectly.
And the title is?
The title, I switched from virus vignettes to victorious vibes, because I thought, we don't want to hear about virus anymore.
We'd like to quit
if
hearing about
that. If I looked at
that
book on a shelf, I would say, no thank you.
Yes.
So we changed it to victorious vibes.
And again, next year, next year, next year. I mean, the title will always be appropriate whenever. Is there an age group that you have really defined as your audience here?
I don't think so. It's the little devotional stories are things that people of any age, I think, could relate to. Of course, my congregation and friends are older, so they really enjoy it, but I have younger people too have said, you know, I really, really like this one, or this one really spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that they speak to any age about the love of God and how people are accepted and loved by our Lord no matter what. So
can you give an example of one of the vignettes? You know, how did you start to write one?
I would say, you know, the Holy Spirit was definitely the inspirer here. And I would take a picture. A lot of them I wrote because of the picture I had taken. A couple dozen of the pictures in the book are my pictures. And the picture itself inspired mm-hmm. me to write. Mm-hmm. And then others I found, that's one thing in the book designing and publishing, I had to change some pictures because even though I had sourced where I got them from, I could still have a copyright issue with them, I was told. So I had to go to some sites that didn't have copyrights mm-hmm. on the picture and exchange them out.
Another learning experience. Exactly, you know, yes. you're giving some advice here to people who want to publish, yeah, I think, as well as the content mm-hmm. of your book. You mentioned you took quite a few of the pictures, and I've seen at least one of those that you're a good photographer. Where did that all come about?
Oh, I've been taking pictures for a very long time. I come from a line of crazy photographers. My uncle, my father always had a camera in hand, and I became that person in our family, I guess. So I have enjoyed that, and my grandson here too has that eye for photography.
Have any of you been 4-H photographers?
Yes. Yeah, we had that, and several of our children had photography in 4-H as well. So
kind of thinking that. Yes. No, tell me a little bit about your travels.
Oh my goodness. My husband retired in 2015, and being on the farm, we never got to do a lot of traveling because he was either milking cows or feeding cattle. So we had very little time to travel, but since he retired, we've been to Alaska twice. We've been to Maine 3 times. Maine has become one of our favorite spots, and beautiful photography possibilities in Maine. Oh gosh, we've been to Gatlinburg.
Mostly in the United States.
Mostly all in the United States, okay. Except for going through Canada to, right. to Alaska. Yes, all in the United States.
Well, there are so many places to see. People travel all over, and I've done a little bit of that, but yeah. there are still so many right. places, and sometimes the little things, you know, not the things that every tourist thinks they need to mm-hmm. do, sometimes the little things
right.
are the best.
And I wanted him to see a lot of things because he hasn't been able to do a lot of traveling yeah. growing up or as an adult, yeah. so.
Great, great
we've done experience. Some of the pictures in the book are from some of those travels as mm-hmm. well. So
mm-hmm. that's great. So you kind of told us what prompted you to do this, and your pictures give us inspiration. Mm-hmm. Anything else that you want to tell us about the writing? You know, how difficult was it? And, you know, you as you said, you're used to writing sermons, yes. so I'm surely that helped you in yeah. putting this together. But anything else that surprised you about the writing?
You know, writing's never been difficult for me. Okay. It's something that is natural. And I can hear just one phrase and say, oh, I could write about that or see a picture. Years ago, we went down to visit our daughter in Missouri, and there's a town on the way called Humansville. And when I saw the sign for Humansville, I thought, oh, wow, you know, I could really do something with that. So on our way back, we went into Humansville, and I took pictures of everything in Humansville and turned it into a sermon series on heaven and Humansville. And we put up pictures of Humansville all over the church. We made the town. So just little things will spark that inspiration. Yeah. So
we should talk just a minute about your ministry. I said you were retired, but you've been a minister for
43 years. It was had churches in Exira, Oneida, and Atlantic, so in Southwest Iowa, yeah. all of my ministry
close to home.
Yeah.
Yes, because you grew up here, right?
No, I grew up in Fremont, Nebraska.
Oh,
so
well, still close. Pretty rural,
close.
But yeah,
yes.
close, but yeah. yes, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I know people have appreciated the work that you've done and the inspiration you've given. And now you can inspire them in one more way. And how do we get the book?
The books are for sale at Sweet Joy Shop in Atlantic and at Hairbenders in Exira. And you can go online to Nancy Jensen's Facebook page. It's the page with the yellow aspen trees behind us. And go to Victorious Vibes and Jot Form and just tap that, and it'll take you to an order page.
All right. Sounds like this would be a good gift for a lot of reasons,
A lot
too.
Of people bought it as gifts for
yes,
Christmas, so
yes.
I know that.
Very
yeah.
good.
Yes.
Well, we've been visiting with Nancy Jensen and talking about her new book, and we're so happy that you could do that, Nancy.
Thank you.
Till next time, here's a thought, As human beings, our job in life is to help people realize how rare and valuable each one of us really is, that each of us has something that no one else has or ever will have, something inside that is unique to all time.